We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. We're talking high school baseball. HLV Warriors off to a good start this year. They are 9-4, and the leading hitter in the South Iowa Cedar League is playing for HLV. He's a junior, Dean Shaw, batting .612 on the season. He joins us here on the Extra Point on KGRN. Dean, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Just loving the baseball season as always. And you're off to a fantastic start hitting, and the team off to a great start so far in this year. I mean, how do you feel about the season so far?
That could be a little better in some spots, but we're hanging in there.
Okay. Well, when you say it could be better in some spots, what spots could be better?
Some errors that we have every once in a while, we could pick that up, and just playing all together as a team.
Okay. But obviously the offense doesn't seem to be having any problems. I mean, what's it been like for you hitting just up over .600? I mean, I've heard of 500 batting averages, but .600 batting averages, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, I try my best anyway. I don't really know how to do it, but the team helps out quite a bit with support.
Are you just seeing the ball better? I mean, what do you see as any differences from this year to past year? I mean, I think you were a good hitter in the past, and has there been any noticeable differences this year?
I think the confidence levels helped quite a bit.
What did you go through in the off season to get ready for this year?
Just picking up a bat whenever I can, swinging, and picking up a glove. Throwing a little bit helped quite a bit.
You hit at the top spot of the lineup for the Warriors, so you're obviously getting on base a lot. What types of things do you have to focus in on as being the leadoff hitter?
I just try and get on base. The first always helps the team. It seems whenever I get on the base the first time around, we hit pretty well.
And take me through some of the other guys on this team, and what's it like to play with these guys?
Well, Brendan Wood has a lot of power behind his bat, so whenever I get on base, I just normally try to let him hit me in, so I don't have to run as hard. But if he just gets on, we have Cody Tim behind him. He does pretty well. And right after me, we have Caden Fontenelle. He normally has quite a bit of RBIs, so everyone behind me helps me out a lot.
Yeah, sure. Well, Tim's only a sophomore, but he leads you with 22 RBIs. Fontenelle, another sophomore, 16 runs batted in. I mean, this is, you got Mitchell Tice, really your only senior there, so you guys are a young team, but still there's some experience. What's that like with that very many seniors on the roster?
Well, it really helps for next year.
Well, it's working out for you, this year. And we're talking with Dean Shaw of HLV with us here on the Extra Point here on KGRN. What are some of the big ball games that you played in so far this year? Are there like any big games, big moments that really stood out for you?
Well, last night really was one of them. Kyoto only had one district loss before we played them. So we knew we had it coming with our confidence up, having a lot of, I don't know how to say it, but just go coming right out and playing. Don't, like, be tense or anything.
Right. And, you know, even in your four losses, three of them have been by one run. I mean, you lost to Colfax Mingo. 3-2, that was your first game of the year. You lost to Sigourney 4-3, lost to North Mahaska 7-6. So do you feel like you have – you're pretty much in just about every one of these games? I mean, that's, you guys got to have a lot of confidence going to every game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, you got a chance at winning.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And tell me about your favorite part about – baseball. What do you like best about playing this game?
I like when there's a diving catch and you can hear everybody in the stands start yelling. It's kind of fun.
Have you ever made any of those diving catches?
Yeah, I made a couple of them.
What started your interest in baseball?
Probably when I was little, just trying to impress like my dad and all that. He was the coach, so it was kind of fun.
Okay. What other sports do you play besides baseball?
Basketball, track, football.
Do you have like a favorite of any of those that you play?
It's either baseball or football.
Okay. Well, I mean, two big ones right there. And I know HLV's had some success in football and of course, eight-man. I know that you also do some work during the summer. You work in concrete at the same time that you that you play baseball. Tell me about that and how you got involved in that job.
Well, it's a family friend that owns it, so that's how I got the job. And it just keeps me busy, so I'm not just sitting around the house being bored all day.
So what types of, I mean, that's got to be some hard work there doing concrete. What types of things do you do?
We break concrete, and we have to carry it to a trailer, and then we have to pour it and pull the concrete back so it's level.
Man.
A lot of heavy work.
A lot of back-breaking work, and then you got to go play some baseball, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much holding a lot of lumber there, holding a lot of lumber breaking concrete and holding a lot of lumber trying to break balls.
Yeah.
is that the type of work you kind of want to do in the future, or what are you thinking about? You'll be a senior coming up here in the fall.
Yeah, it's fun work, but it's hard. It's something I would like to do, but don't know how much my body would be able to do that in the future.
It's a lot of wear and tear. Dean Shaw with us here from HLV on 1410 KGRN. What other interests do you have besides sports?
I have a lot of hobbies, hunting and just hanging out with friends.
Okay. What's your favorite hunting story?
Well, we got a lot of them, but my favorite was this year when I shot the pretty nice buck this year.
Okay. About how far away were you?
About 80, 90 yards.
Okay. That's fairly respectable. You must be a pretty good shot.
I guess you could say that.
I imagine that was a pretty good feeling when you got that shot.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty nice.
Okay. And so what do you feel like is the back to baseball? What do you see as the key for your team here? I mean, this is a pretty competitive conference. You guys are kind of in the thick of the race here. You've been playing up against some good competition. What's the key for this team the rest of the year?
Just coming out fast and strong. Don't wait till the last couple innings to get started. The first inning's always the best. So there's not too much pressure when it comes to the last couple.
Yeah. How have you felt about playing against other teams in the conference?
I felt pretty good. There, a lot of them are pretty hard teams, but like, I like the challenge.
Well, especially going through your half of your division, you're going up against some tough teams coming up, like a North Mahaska again, a Colfax Mingo. Montezuma's been better than advertised this year. What do you expect? Do you guys like have any goals that you want to achieve here going the rest of the way this season?
Well, we want to get the district title this year. I think we have a good chance of doing that.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, Dean, it was great visiting with you. Best of luck to you and your Warriors throughout the rest of the season. And we hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Yep. See you later.
Dean Shaw from HLV Junior. He's leading the team in hitting, leading the South Iowa Cedar League in hitting as well. Joins us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.